This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Flights to airports in mountainous districts affected today due to adverse weather condition. Nepal achieved significant milestone in its energy sector with the completion of the Chilime-Trisuli 220 kV transmission line. And U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris pushing their closing messages to voters on their last day of campaigning before the elections. Now the news in detail. Domestic flights have been affected today due to adverse weather condition. The flights from Kathmandu to various destinations, especially in the remote mountainous districts of the country, were hindered due to low visibility today. The airport authorities, however, said the international flights are taking place as usual. General Manager of Trivun International Airport, TIA, Jagannath Nirola said flights could not be operated to Lukla Airport, among other such airports, due to dense haze. He, however, said that the flights to Tarai districts have been taking place as scheduled. A significant number of tourists travelling to the mountainous districts have been stranded as the flights have stalled due to the weather. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said there was influence of the westerly and local winds as well as the partial influence of the low-pressure system close to West Bengal of India across the country at present. The Kathmandu Valley likewise experienced brief thunder showers late today morning following overcast skies for the last few days. Some areas of Bhaktapur also received rainfall yesterday. Meteorologists believe the rainfall will help alleviate air pollution levels in the capital. A significant milestone has been achieved in Nepal's energy sector with the completion of the Chilime-Trisuli 220 kV transmission line. This new line will facilitate the transmission of electricity generated from various hydropower projects under construction and planned along the Trisuli River and its tributaries to the national grid. The 28-kilometer-long transmission line connects the Chilime Hub substation in Thumbuchet in Amacho Dingmo rural municipality of Raswa district to the Trisuli 3B Hub substation in Pirebesi of Kispang rural municipality in Nuwakot district. Nepal Electricity Authority Executive Director Kulman Kissing informed that the construction of the transmission line was done round the clock even during the Dasai and Tihar holidays, highlighting the dedication of the workforce and contractors involved in the project. The Chilime-Trisuli transmission line project, with an estimated cost of $3.62 billion, is primarily funded by the government of Nepal, Nepal Electricity Authority and the German Development Bank, with additional concessional loans from the European Investment Bank. The ponds and river banks in and around Birgunj of Parsa district are being specially decorated for the Chhat festival. Chhat Ghats, which are located in more than a dozen places within Birgunj metropolitan city, have been decorated with banana trees and colourful papers and lights. People gather in the Chhat Ghats near their homes to carry out the Chhat Puja, held by making offerings to the sun. Gaidharwa, Ranighat Chapkaya, Maidhiya, Nagwa, Solakpur, Chorni and Parsawa ponds are very popular sites for Chhat Puja. Chairperson of the Chhat Puja Management Committee, Dilip Saha Kanu, said that not only locals but tourists from bordering Indian cities also flock to see the dazzling decorations and the Chhat Puja. This year, the main day of Chhat festival falls on the 7th of November. The government has announced a public holiday on the occasion. The Chandragiri municipality is to present its voluntary local review VLR report in the 12th World Urban Forum WUF. The 12th WUF started today in Cairo, the capital of Egypt. The international conference is being held under the organization of the UN Habitat and will continue till the 8th of November. Chandagiri prepared the VLR report localizing some thematic areas of Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Mayor of Chandragiri Municipality, Khansem Giri, is in Cairo to participate in the conference. In addition to presenting the VLR report on behalf of the municipality, he will also share the works being done by the local body. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. presidential election candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are pushing their closing messages to voters on their last day of campaigning before America decides its next president. Both candidates are in final sprint across key battleground states, with Harris to campaign in Pennsylvania today and Trump heading to North Carolina, Pennsylvania and Michigan. Vice President Harris and former President Trump are offering contrasting messages in their battle for the White House, according to the BBC. The polls suggest the race is still exceptionally close and more than 75 million people have already voted. The United Arab Emirates UAE Minister for Industry and Advanced Technology, Dr. Sultan Ahmed Al-Jaber, yesterday convened a global gathering of energy, technology and investment leaders to discuss the potential of artificial intelligence to revolutionize the energy sector. The ENACT Majlis held at the Abu Dhabi Energy Center highlighted the need for collaboration and investment in low-carbon energy solutions to meeting the growing energy demands of AI. Participants emphasized the importance of AI in optimizing energy efficiency, reducing emissions and modernizing power infrastructure. According to the organizers, the event is in line with the UAE's commitment to driving innovation and sustainability in the energy sector. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain are likely to occur at some places of the hilly region of Bagmati province and Gandaki province and at a few places of the hilly regions of the rest of the country. Chances of light snowfall also remain at a few places of the high, hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for the bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Flights to airports in mountainous districts affected today due to adverse weather condition. Nepal achieved significant milestone in its energy sector with completion of the Chilime-Trishuli to 20 kV transmission line. And U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris pushing the closing messages to voters on their last day of campaigning before the elections. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.